So I was going through a bit of a slump during my sophomore year. And I was at home after having gotten kind of a bad grade in physics and was sort of like moping around. And also I was sick. And I was looking at the online course catalog. And the online course catalog at that time happened to list graduate courses in addition to undergraduate courses. And I noticed this weird course called The Evolution of Lizards. I thought, what in the world? The Evolution of Lizards? That's like a really specific course, but it sounds really interesting. And so I emailed the professor, who was a guy named Jacques Gaudier, whom I knew was the senior paleontology curator, vertebrate paleontology curator here at Yale, and whom I'd met, I think, once, but it hadn't really stuck. We hadn't really talked that much. But I emailed Jacques just out of the blue and said, hey, I saw this course, Evolution of Lizards. I'd really like to take it. I don't know, you know, whether there are prerequisites, etc. And so I wait for a day, and I get this email back. And the first line of the email is just, are you serious? And the second line is, well, this is really a graduate course that I was teaching for myself and for my student, Krister Smith, and for another graduate student. But we're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm going to pull out all of the lizard skeletons in the collection, and we're going to go through all the major groups of lizards. Turns out there are a lot of lizards, by the way. Turns out there are like 3 times as many lizard species as there are mammal species on Earth today. Who knew? I didn't at that time. But we're going to do this. And he said, and hell, we might even go to Mexico to look at these really important fossils that pertain to the origin of lizards and of major lizard groups. And I thought, well, I mean, that sounds good. And so I went in the first day. He had all the lizard skeletons in the museum spread out. The collections manager here still talks about that with horror, and how he had to go in and try to organize things and put plastic sheets over the top to prevent leakage. Things leaking on them. But it was Jacques, and it was me, and it was this guy, Krister Smith, who was a graduate student of Jacques at the time, also working on lizards, who then became possibly my very best friend, actually, but that was when we met, and another graduate student who worked on molecular evolution. But it was just the four of us for the whole year, or for the whole semester. It was just the four of us, and we went through all the major lizard groups, and I learned the vertebrate skeleton, and I learned how beautiful the architecture of the vertebrate body really is. And I never lost that sense of its just transcendent beauty. And that's what drives me every day, is just how wonderful, how intricate, how complex, how aesthetically lovely not just the skeleton, but the whole of the body really is. Our body, the body of our nearest relatives, the bodies of all of our distant relatives among animals. And it was Jacques who taught me that, and also Gunter Wagner, and also Andrew Hill. But we went to Mexico. We had a great time. It was the beginning of a long friendship, a long couple of friendships. And today, my office is right beside Jacques'. And I see him every day, and we're like family. He's like a second father to me.